Don't Embarrass Me, Dad. Story by Sharon Holt. Illustrated by Dean Proudfoot. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. A Worry for Ben. Ben knew he should be looking forward to his sleepover, but he wasn't. He kept thinking about how his dad would embarrass him. Ben's dad was a basketball coach. He was a good basketball coach. The problem was that he didn't know when to stop being a basketball coach.
Why does your dad have a whistle around his neck all the time?
Asked Greg. Ben looked away.
I guess he forgets to take it off after the game,
he said. But it wasn't as easy as that. The truth was that Ben's dad was hard to live with. He blasted his whistle when Ben did something wrong. Ben's little sister was always getting time out. Chapter 2. The Sleepover. Ben talked to his mum about Dad and his whistle. Don't worry, said Mum. Dad won't embarrass you at the sleepover. You can all set out your sleeping bags in the family room and watch TV in there. Ben felt better after talking to Mum. He started looking forward to his friends sleeping over. The day of the sleepover arrived. Ben's friends came home with him after school.
I've got some DVDs and games we can play,
said Ben.
Cool,
said Callum and Greg.
Mum said we can stay up late because it's Saturday tomorrow,
Ben said. When Ben's dad came home, the boys were eating burgers and fries in the family room.
How's the team?
Asked Dad.
Good,
said Ben.
We're having a sleepover. Okay,
said Dad.
You know the rules. 5 fouls and you're out. We'll have a team talk at half time. What did he say?
Asked Callum when Ben's dad had gone. Ben rolled his eyes and took a deep breath.
Dad's a basketball coach,
he said.
He talks basketball all the time. Lucky you,
said Callum.
All my dad talks about is homework. But does he use a whistle?
Asked Ben, throwing his rubbish into a bin in the corner.
Good shot,
said Greg. Chapter 3. Basketball Practice.
Bet you can't reach the bin from over there,
said Callum.
Watch me,
said Greg. The boys took turns throwing rubbish into the bin.
It's too easy,
said Callum.
Move the bin higher up.
Ben took the rubbish out and put the bin up onto the TV. The boys were still throwing rubbish into the bin when Ben's dad came in.
What's all the noise?
Asked Dad.
Sorry,
said Ben.
We were just playing around. I see,
said Dad, crossing his arms and looking at the bin.
Show me what you were doing.
Ben threw a piece of rubbish at the bin. The rubbish bumped into the TV and fell to the floor.
You need to stand up,
said Dad. He showed the boys how to stand in front of the bin, ready to shoot.
Just like that,
said Dad as he landed a shot.
Great,
shouted Callum.
Your dad's cool,
said Greg. Ben's dad smiled.
That's nothing,
he said.
Would you like to see me dribble?
Ben rolled his eyes.
No thanks, Dad.